completely with you. I just can't think.
Okay, under new and old business, I've got some amendments to the subdivision and zoning regulations. I'll go through. Could everybody see the PowerPoint? And I apologize, this is blurry. I've messed with it and tried to
get a big screen.
I know.
Get a real deal. Get some money.
Move that back or do something.
Get some iPads. Forget all this paper too.
So I'll just go through these fairly quick. It's just a matter of discussion amongst you. If we want to make any changes, propose bringing these through for February public hearing, and then after that it'd go to the county commission. So under Article 2, which are the definitions, and I don't know how this came through, but for a conditional use permit, it said they'd go through the Board of Adjustment, which would leave us no appeal process. I had changed that once. I had no idea how it got back, but we need to insert Planning Commission in that instead of Board of Adjustment.
Agreed.
So then we had discussion when we met with the county attorney, and under Article 2310D, it says the Planning Commission may deny said application or may direct the Planning Zoning Administrator to issue. So you approve or deny. And you can set conditions and restrictions and impose upon such permit per the location. But we talked about, and Mr. Persinger had brought this up, that we really, he wondered if we had anything in our zoning regulations that talk about compatibility of existing conditional use permits. So we could add, the property where a conditional use permit is granted shall not be used to establish compatibility for or with any future conditional use applications. So, in other words, if you had a subdivision next door to another subdivision, yet they had two nightly rentals, that doesn't mean you have to approve one in there.
Yeah.
You just say, nope, this is on its own. So,
in other words, each application
stands on its own.
Its own merit.
Yeah, but we still have to have the reason for denial.
Oh, yeah, you just have to read.
But what we were just talking about then, I mean, just because somebody's still there, this can be a standalone deal. We don't have to consider that.
It does, but if it stands alone with exactly the same criteria that the other one they got approved
for, same criteria,
then there we are. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about Branson Creek. Branson Creek's this cookie cutter thing, and you know we got out there with they're not duplexes, they're villas, and they got the villa that's a duplex, and half of it's rented out as a nightly rental, and then the next guy comes in down the street and he wants half of one of them duplexes as a nightly rental. We can't turn him down because he doesn't have any. What do you call it? Buffer. You got one down there without a buffer. I'm looking at fair. You know, I couldn't think of a good reason to turn this guy down. As a matter of fact, when it comes to Branson Creek, he's out there kind of by himself at the end of the road.
Right.
He's set up better for a nightly rental than half the ones that are approved.
I agree with that. I would agree in his spot.
And if we're tired of nightly rentals and we want to start denying them, that's fine. But I need a leg to stand on. That's just where I'm at. But we can agree to disagree because I ain't going to burn the courthouse. You know.
So under Article 2, we've had some recreational vehicle parks come through, and everybody calls, and what's the definition of an RV park? Well, all it stated was that you would have a parcel which you would offer two or more recreational vehicles. Well, they don't offer the vehicles, they offer the sites. So I felt like we needed to add the word sites, so they're not, as it reads, they have to offer the actual vehicles. So it seems to me like it is missing a word. Something got left out. So if it is two or more sites, it would be considered an RV park.
Yeah. Do we need to be voting on these?
No. This is just for discussion. Okay. If you want me to change some, I'll take notes. I got it all here, and we'll present this for public hearing and see if we get comments.
I like it.
So then Article 7 and 15, we have conditional use. We do not have conditional use availability under MH1 for campground recreational vehicle park. And where this came about was, what's the RV park on the north side of town? By H Highway. I just can't think of the name of it. That's off to the right.
Is it Summer Ridge? Or not Summer Ridge.
Anyway, somebody's bought it, and it's, I don't know, a third full. There's a lot of vacant land. They wanted to set the back part up for RV park. Well, you can't even get a condition. You'd have to split it off and rezone that back part to RV versus get a conditional use permit for RV sites. So this would just be adding a C and conditional use availability in an MH1 zoning district for a campground or recreational vehicle park. Now, Carson's Court is just solid RVs and mobile homes. And I think we ended up with it in the NR district because he got that nightly rental approval. But so think on that one if you would want to allow nightly rental conditional use in MH1.
What does MH stand for?
Mobile home park.
Okay.
Mobile home. Or a P. I mean, you could always just put a P there that they can do a campground or recreational vehicle park in a mobile home park.
Now,
just buy a P.
Did you say nightly rental? Because we're talking about letting.
No, this is Carson's Court.
Okay.
No, nothing in nightly rental.
Okay. Because I thought I heard nightly rental.
Yeah. So, and again, in Article 7 and 8, we have home occupations as a conditional use in almost every zoning district except A1. So I'm just proposing that we put a conditional use availability for home occupation. Or no, change it from conditional use to provided by right. Because...
So you can put a beauty shop in A1 if you want to.
Yes. Because we have it in all the other ones.
I'm not sure what lean back and back.
They have a lot more than that.
Well, we just got a dose of that a minute ago in Branson Creek. This guy, he didn't want the nightly rental, and the covenant said that they couldn't have home occupations, but whatever he was doing, he said he worked at home.
So,
but they said it was all right.
Yeah, so your
so
home
are you going to have to define them?
So your home occupations, conditional use in A1, but it's provided by right in R1, R1, R2, R3, and R1. So it doesn't really make sense to me that you can do it in all these little residential districts, but not in the A1.
There's an awful lot of people doing computer work and stuff like that at home now. I guess that's not, is that not a home occupation or?
Mine is.
Well, if he's doing it in agricultural, we better get after him.
It is by definition.
So home occupation is any occupation carried by the inhabitants of a dwelling that is clearly incidental and secondary to the use of the dwelling for residential dwelling purposes, that does not change the character thereof, and that is conducted entirely within the main or accessory building. So, I mean, it seems like you should be able to do it in A1. Okay.
That doesn't give them the right to open a business and have...
Oh, no, they can't change their deal. They can't put a sign up.
I mean, but
they
if they're just doing...
Do a taxidermy shop or, you know, those are all still conditional.
I don't think we want to get into what people do to the privacy of their home.
Article 15. We had in that said no mobile home may be occupied until have receiving a occupancy permit, which we do not have a building code from the Taney County Planning Department. I think we need to strike that because we do no inspections. We do not issue occupancy permits. That one just got missed somehow. And then we have loading and parking charts for all kinds of businesses on page 195 that look like this, that talks about recreational bars or nightclubs, one space per 100 square feet, self-service storage, one space for every two employees, and so on. So nightly rental is not in this. So we need to add nightly rental, you know, one parking space per two occupants. So I'm proposing just in this table to add our nightly rental parking standard. That's just real simple. And then this is our R1. So in Article 24, we would eliminate R1 single family residential as a zoning district that would allow nightly rentals. And I talked with the county attorney, and we talked, and he kind of came up and mentioned something that I'd been thinking about is maybe a layer, a certain area of the county that they could do it. But I looked and printed maps, and it just didn't work. So I think, and I've sent this to him, but I haven't heard back, that if you guys decided there were certain subdivisions, and the two I came up with was Yogi Bear Jellystone, which is the RV. They're starting to build single family homes in there now. And it's R1. And the Long Beach, which is the one at the very end of T Highway that you guys have approved all, and they're cleaning it up, those homes, rebuilding them. You could just specify certain subdivisions. It's not available in R1 except, and over years you could add subdivisions or delete them depending on the situations. So think about that, if that's something that you would do with this article. Comments, questions?
Can, if